what we heard about the Canadians. We heard they were not American, not British, and not quite French. They were not born in Hong Kong, did not immigrate from Russia with one pair of shoes. They were not all russet-haired orphans who greeted the apple-blossom dawn with open arms, crying, "Avonlea!" They were not immodest, did not want God to save the Queen. Their leaders were not corrupt. No, they were not all Mounties on proud horseback with hot tasers, nor did they shit hockey pucks. Fuck me was not considered impolite in their living rooms. It was not just the weather that made them curse, not just frozen lakes cracked under the weight of the moon. There was no great Canadian hush of things not to be talked about. They did not ride sled dogs to the prom, nor fight off polar bears for a chunk of narwhal blubber. Cod stacking was not their Olympic sport. Wedding guests did not dine on icicle, nor did the bride wear a toque over a white veil. Not all of them ignored genocide. Not all of them sang a cold and broken hallelujah as the bells broke crystal ice across Parc La Fontaine. They were not rich and also not poor, not overachievers, neither believers nor unbelievers. C'était pas toute l'histoire, and they would not be caught clubbing seals on TV, red bloom on white coat, melting eyes. They did not mine asbestos in Quebec, make love in skidoos, sleep in snowshoes, never danced hatless under dancing northern lights. They were polite.